Okay, let's discuss today the laws of the bracha one makes on cheesecake. Now, bottom line, what bracha makes on cheesecake? Before we go through all the alumnus, not so simple. Question is, do you make a mezainis, shahakol, or both? That's what it all comes down to. Okay, do you make which bracha? Do you make a mezainis, shahakol, or both? And the truth is, it all depends on how it's made. And there are many different types, but the truth, even the standard, even a cheesecake, which is, I guess, a standard cheesecake, even that is not so simple. It appears to be machloikis between the Mishnah Beruda and the Shulchan Aruch Harav. It's not really clear that much, and it appears that not everyone agrees there is a machloikis. Some say there is a machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Mishnah Berurah, and some say there is no dispute between the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch Rav. What are the issues? There's a machlokes if there is a machlokes. The ideal thing to do if you eat a piece of cheesecake, almost any type of cheesecake would be to make
wash
before, not to wash and wash, that you don't have to know, that you don't have to do, is to bake on two different items, on the zoinos, on something else, and a shahako. That would be the ideal thing to do. And not only that, there are two questions. The question is, what bracha acharoina do you make? Because the question is, do you make a bar in the fall? If you just eat a piece of cheesecake, let's say you'll take the most common approach is you make a mezainis. So we're going to discuss all different issues, different types of cheesecakes. You'll make a mezainis, but will you make also a bar in the fashais? So these are questions. I guess the most common approach is to make a the most common thing is to make a burim name mezoinos and to make an al hamichya. Okay, that is the most common minog, but it's not so simple. The ideal thing to do would be to make a mezoinos on something else, to make a shahakol on something else. And then you can enjoy the cheesecake, but also make sure that you have a full shear of mezoinos on something else, so you can make an al hamichya, and a full shear of shahakol. It's not so much to make an al hamichya. An al hamichya, you'd be shocked how little you need, how little mezoinos you need to eat, how little cake you need to eat in order to make an al hamichya. It's a very, very small amount.
One cookie?
Even one cookie, it's a very, very small amount of how much flour you need to make an al hamichya. And to make a bari nefash, you need a shear of 2-3 ounces. You need about 3 ounces. To make a bari nefash, you have 3 ounces. That's 3 schnapps cups. You drink 3 schnapps cups, you can make a bari nefash. So that's not...
Does that have to be in a full mouth?
No. 3 schnapps cups within 9 minutes.
Cup of coffee, make a bari
nefash? It's a good question. If you drink the cup of coffee... 3 schnapps cups worth of your cup of coffee with more than, let's say, 4 or 5 minutes, then you don't make a bar in the fashas. But the truth is, most people do drink. They may start off when it's very hot, taking little sips. But as time goes on, they get down to a certain part of their coffee, and then they'll drink up the remainder of their coffee, which is usually more than 3 ounces within 4 minutes. So then they should make a bari nefashos. A lot of people have a custom will never ever make a bari nefashos on a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. That's what they've been taught as a child. And they go their whole life, they'll never make a bari nefashos. And the truth is, 95% of the time, they are mechuyiv to make a bari nefashos. Because the reason why you do not make a bari nefashos is you have to drink 3 ounces within achilas pras. What is achilas pras? So the larger zman is 9 minutes. The shorter zman is 5 minutes, 4 minutes, 2 minutes. So to be machmish, not be bracha levatala, people will take upon the chumrah of 2 minutes. If you're not going to drink 3 ounces worth of liquid within a time span of 2 minutes, then you cannot make a bari nefashos. You can make a shahakol on a mashahu that you must make. But you cannot make a bari. You're not going to make a bari nefashos if you drink 3 ounces of liquid over a time span of more than 2 minutes.
You also make a mezonos on mashahu?
Yes. You make a mezonos on even the smallest morsel. You mechuyiv to make a mezonos to make a bracha on every single type of food. Shahakol, bari mezonos, hadama. Every food you mechuyiv to make a bracha, even if you're only planning to eat the smallest amount of crumbs worth. also lehonos le'olam hazeh biloy bracha. However, to make a bracha acharoina, you have to eat. There are two conditions that must be met. Number one, you must eat the shear. The shear is a kezias for food. And when it comes to drinking, it has to be, the shear for drinking has to be a revius, which is about, let's say, 3 ounces. That's condition number one. Condition number two is that this must be eaten within toich kedei achilas pras. Toich kedei achilas pras spans between different opinions, between 2 to 9 minutes. So you go l'chumra. You want to be able to make the bar in your fashos to say Hashem's name. You'll say that if already it's more than 2 minutes, it's more than 2 minutes, I can't make the bar in the fashos. But if it's within 9 minutes, I was yotzei the mitzvah. Achilas matzah, or drinking the dalakosos, so you can be makel. As long as I ate the matzah within 9 minutes, a kazai is within 9 minutes, I'm yotzei the mitzvah. Yeah?
So, what happens if the cheesecake has a fruit on it? So, what order
is bracha? So, usually it's bottle. Usually the food is toffle. You do not make a bracha on the food. The bracha, that's for sure something which does not count. Unless you have the whole top is full of fruit. So, that we'll discuss in a minute. That will also be part of the same exact question. Okay, we'll discuss it in 1 minute. Okay, so therefore, the ideal thing to do when eating a piece of cheesecake is to eat mizono separately. And a shear of a kezias of mizonos, because shear of a kezias is not that much. I don't know the numbers, but it's relatively speaking very small amount of food of mizonos, a flour, content should be a flour. And if it's cooked, if it's baked in one shot, even the sugar, we most of us follow the opinion that, like I said, let's say sponge cake. Even though the majority of sponge cake is sugar and eggs and other ingredients, and only a small amount of sponge cake is flour, it doesn't matter. We combine for the requirement to make an ala michya the egg and the sugar and the flavoring and other ingredients that have been added because the sponge cake has been baked in one shot. It's been baked together in one setting, so all of the different ingredients combined, the ikar is mezoinos, and everything else is a toffel. Everything combines together for the shir kezias. And if you eat like one little small piece of sponge cake already, you can make an al hamichya kemat. Maybe you need 1.5, that's for sure. 1.5 pieces of sponge cake, you can make an al hamichya, or even less maybe. And that would be a good way to start off eating a piece of cheesecake, so you have no sveikis, so you can make the full al hamichya. And to take 3 ounces of liquid and to drink it in one setting within 2 minutes, or maybe you can even make it within 4 minutes, you can make a bar in a fashos, and that covers all the various possibilities of the cheesecake itself. You're covered, there is no shaila. But let us say a person has nothing to drink and has no other mizonos to eat, and he wants to take a slice of cheesecake, what is the correct bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah discusses this, and the Mishnah Berurah discusses the laws, this relates to the laws of pas, haba, bikisnin. And there's something called, what's pas, haba, bikisnin? It's like a pie. A pie basically is a flour base. The bottom and the top is flour and fruit juices, or even the Mishnah Berurah says explicitly flour and water. And inside this coating, this I don't know what you call it, inside of this shell is fruit or is a filling. And so what bracha do you make on this dish? Pas, haba, bikisnin, a shell.
It means like packets.
Packets. There's a pocket. It's a shell, and there's a big pocket inside. And inside, you fill it up with all different types of fruits and whatever, anything you want goes on the inside. The Mishnah, the halacha, it's an explicit Shulchan Aruch. The bracha is mezonos. Why is the one bracha? Why is the bracha mezonos? Because the ikur is the dagon, the grain, the flour. That is a rule in Shulchan Aruch. Whenever you have two things together, the ikur is the dagon, and being that it's baked together, that becomes the ikur. You make a mezonos and you make an al hamichya, and we even combine the ingredients inside to the shear of the kezias in order to make an al hamichya. Why should cheesecake be any different? And the answer is it's not exactly possible b'kissin for the following reason. Let's discuss another example. Let's say you have a variation of possible b'kissin. Good example is an ice cream cone. Person wants to have ice cream. So how are you going to hold the ice cream? So if you're at a dinner, they'll put a scoop of ice cream on a dish, on a plate, and you'll have a spoon and you'll eat the ice cream. But if you give it to a child, how do you give a child ice cream? You give them an ice cream cone. What's the cone for? Now, it's not absolute. It all depends. Also, it's a very complicated question in halacha what to do with regard to an ice cream cone. But you're very safe in learning on the assumption the cone is only there to hold the ice cream so that your hands do not get dirty. Yeah, once you have it, you can eat it, of course. So whenever you have a situation, this is what the Mishnah Berurah says, whenever you have a situation where the only reason why you're eating the mizonos is because you don't want your hands to get dirty. If ice cream would be of the nature where you can give a scoop of ice cream to a child and they can eat the ice cream without their hands getting dirty, there would be no such thing in this world as an ice cream cone. The only reason why a cone was invented is because you need to hold the ice cream somehow. And if you're not going to give the child or yourself a plate with a spoon, there's just no way you could hold it. So what is the solution? So take a piece of paper, or take some styrofoam, or take some other type of object and use it as a way to hold, which is not edible, to hold the ice, and you can lick the ice cream. That's not a good idea because children may come to eat the styrofoam. Children may come to eat the plastic. If we're going, and adults also, it's not necessarily healthy to lick these things, to lick a piece of plastic, to lick styrofoam. So it became a very simple solution. Take an object which is edible, which no harm done if a child or an adult would eat this object, and use that as a way to hold the ice cream. So this is the reality of how ice cream cones got started. Maybe today you're going to argue today that we live in such a complicated world. Now the cone itself, you go to the store, they'll have their 20 different varieties. The ice cream is all the same. The difference is the cone. This has a certain, the cone has this flavor, and this cone has this flavor, and this has that flavor. One is sugar-free, one is not sugar-free. You're right. When that starts happening, then the cone itself takes on its own halachas, and you do need to make a bracha. But let's go back in history, ancient history, when we grew up as children, where the cone, I remember this, the cone was really no big deal. The cone, in fact, was pretty pathetic. Okay, if you remember as children, the cone was not something that they invested a lot of thought and effort into creating the cone. The ice cream was the ikar. The way you hold the ice cream, you have a cone, the cone is there. But it's mizonos, it's dagon, and it says in Shulchan Aruch that when you have dagon, and you have another item, the ikar is automatically the dagon, and you make a bracha mizonos, and that exempts the shahakal. The Mishnah Berurah says that's all fine and true. That's the case of Pasa Baba Kistin. When you have a dish, and you have a delicious type of cake, flour, water, fruit juices, and there are pockets, and inside you put fruits and other different delicacies, even meat, and kishka, and all different types of things you put in the pockets, there's only one bracha that is recited on the ikar on the mizonos. But a type of dish, the only reason why you're eating the mizonos is because you don't want your hands to get dirty. In that instance, you do not make a bracha on the mizonos. The mizonos, you make a shahakal, and you do not need to make a bracha on the cone. Me'ikar hadin. If a person has an ice cream cone, you make one bracha, shahakal, and you can eat up the cone also, even though the cone is mizonos. That is the ikar hadin. Now, is that the practical halacha in our day and age, in the year 2018? It depends. It depends. It depends on a person's attitude. It depends on the type of cone. They're all different types. It's probably go into a store, you'll probably find, you'll get dizzy. You'll get dizzy looking at all the different options you have. Options. But if your kavana is only to eat the ice cream, and the only reason why the cone is there is because you do not want your hands to get dirty, and there's no other way to hold the cone. No, once it's in my hands already, I'll just swallow it also. Then you only make a shahakal. However, being that today it has become the custom where the companies, they make quality cones,
yes,
and they are flavored and they taste pretty good. And part of the marketing is that you're getting double. You're getting ice cream and you're also getting a good Mizonos. Times have changed. And there's no question this is not the way it evolved. If ice cream would be invented today, there would be no such thing as a cone. It's a new thing. It evolved out of ice cream was for children. They had cones so they can hold it. The cone meant nothing. Now the cone became a whole thing in of itself. The cone became chashev. So what bracha do you make? So what are you going to say now? Oh, Mizonos, right? What?
But first you have to make up the ice cream, or else the ice cream falls apart, falls out.
Take from the bottom. Eat the bottom of the cone. But the halacha is, so what? The halacha, if you have one item that has two parts, shahakal and Mizonos, generally you make a Mizonos, and the Mizonos covers the shahakal also. L'chayra, if you have one dish, you can make a Mizonos, and you can only eat the shahakal part, because it's one item. However, even today, when the cone has taken on its own significance, you still make two barachas. Because the shahakal...
You're buying it for the ice cream.
The ice cream, exactly.
You're not buying it for the cone.
Exactly. But today the cone has become so chashuv, so the cone demands its own bracha.
Not necessarily.
Not right, it depends.
If you say ice cream, you want a sugar cone, you're buying it for the sugar cone also.
Right. It's hanami. So today it has changed. You know, there are still cones today. They do still make cones, like almost like styrofoam. Okay, there's certain ice cream parlors where they don't really give you real cones. They give you some type of, it's not really a cone. I don't know what it is. It's like almost like styrofoam. So a hole that's all, and it's okay, edible. It's edible. No, it is edible. It's like something which you have to go talk to the children and see what they say, tell you about this. But they make these type of cones which are really, they're not very enticing. No one would ever buy the cone itself. It's something. It tastes like a styrofoam, but it's edible. So l'chayr on that you make a bracha. Anyway, that's not a Mizonos. Could be that's not even a Mizonos. That's not even dogon. That's just some type of sugar anyway. So anyway, it doesn't make a difference. You make a shahakal, so it doesn't... Anyway, it would be covered by the shahakal. But if you do find a cone that is very insignificant, maybe they still have such things, they probably do, then you would only make a shahakal, you would not make a mezonos. But if the cone is significant to you, it's the chashuv. However, it's not so chashuv that you should make only a mezonos, and that mezonos will exempt the shahakal. You have to make two separate brachas, because we view them to be two separate distinct items. Two separate distinct items. One you make a mezonos, one you make a shahakal. Now, how does all this apply to a cheesecake? So I honestly do not know. I didn't have the time. I wanted to go do some research on how you make cheesecake. Okay, I'm not in the kitchen very much making food, so I don't know how you make cheesecake. But it appears that many versions of cheesecake on the bottom layer of the cheesecake is a cake, is a mezonos, is a real bonafide mezonos. It's made with flour, fruit juices, or even flour and water flavoring. There is a real cake on the bottom of the cheese, and then there is a very thick, or the most significant part of the upper portion of the cheese, which now do they add into that portion when they mix? Do they add in flour? Sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't. Even when they add flour, if they do, the part of the cheesecake which the flour is a filler, it's not the ikar. The ikar is the cheese. The cheese, the way the cheese, the ingredients, the different flavors, the different ingredients that are used to enhance the cheese. If there is flour, it's just to thicken it slightly. It's a filler.
Some are
more significant.
Cake that barely tastes like cheese.
Okay, we're not discussing those.
Full of filler.
No, we're not discussing. We're discussing the real cheesecake. Okay, the real cheesecake, which are really cheesy. Real cheese. Sometimes they happen to add into the cheese some flour. That's the age-old Twizzler question. What bracha do you make on Twizzlers? Do you make a mezonos or do you make a shahakal? What's the issue? In Shulchan Aruch, it says if there is mezonos, the mezonos is the ikar, you make a mezonos. In Twizzlers, there is flour. there is flour, a very small amount of flour, a very, very small amount of flour. The majority of the Twizzlers is shahakal. Sugar and other ingredients, it's shahakal. There's a very, very small amount of flour that is put into Twizzlers in order to strengthen it, to give it a tzura, to give it a form. The question is, according to the letter of the law, Shulchan Aruch, you should make a mezonos. And indeed, there are paiskim that tell you, advise you, that is the bottom line, you make a mezonos when you take a piece of licorice. Other paiskim say, not so fast. The amount of flour is very insignificant. And number two, the only reason why the flour is there is to serve what they call in the food industry as a filler, a binder. It's not meant, and a binder is similar to what it says in the Mishnah Berurah, that if the only reason why you're eating something is that your hand should not get dirty, if the only reason why you have mezonos is because your hand should, you really want to eat the food, the shahakal, or the fruit, or the hadama, and the only reason why there is over there on the bottom mezonos, or there's a wrap of mezonos, because you don't want your hands to get dirty, and the item that's going to prevent your hands from getting dirty also happens to be edible, so you consume it together, then you do not even make a bracha, period, on that item. Forget about it becoming the ikar. A binder in the modern food industry is no worse than preventing your hands from getting dirty, and therefore you ignore it, and the correct bracha to make on licorice is shehakol, which I believe is the more common bracha. There are people that make a mezonos.
Gefilte fish. Gefilte fish has
binder. They add to gefilte fish flour as well. However, the custom is to make a shahakal on gefilte fish. Why? About this flour, and according to Shulchan Aruch, it says when this flour, or the flour is the equal, even if it's the minority amount, that's true if the flour is there to give taste, the flour there is appreciated in and of itself. But if the flour is only there as a binder, it's like you're eating mezonos not to get your hands dirty. You do not make a bracha on it at all. It certainly does not take over. It's not going to be hijack your food to make a mezonos. Now, when it comes to cheesecake. So any flour that's into the cheesy part of the cake, the part of the cake that has that's the cheese, which is I'm talking about the cheesecakes which have a significant amount of cheese on top, and then on the bottom is more of a harder portion, which is more of a cake. So, and then it mingles a little bit. Sometimes when they cook it, when they bake it, somehow there's a portion where it mixes towards the bottom. But the most of the top part of this item is cheese, and the lower portion is a cake. The cheese portion, you would make a shahakal. The cake portion on the bottom, you would make a mezonos. But they're all together. They're all mingled together. So the Mishnah Berurah says the following rule. His rule is, if the two items were baked together, if this was, you've created a batter of cake on the bottom, you've then taken the cheese component and put it on top in some type of pan, and you've baked the two items together in the oven, bivas achas, you make one bracha. You make a mezonos. Vizehu, that is it. You make a mezonos. That even the cheese, let's say the batter on the bottom, the mezonos on the bottom is very insignificant. It's not, you don't have enough of a shear. Let's take a slice. So the amount of cake that you're eating by itself would not be enough to make an al hamichya. But when you combine the cheese on top, you now have a shear kezayis. It's one unit. You make an al hamichya. You do not make a bar in the fash. You make an al hamichya. That's how much the cheese becomes tofel to the small cake on the bottom. Because in a cheesecake, the derech, we're dealing over with the average cheesecake, and I know 100% that today we live in a very complicated world, and you can go dizzy today what's going on with cheesecakes, the shavuos, which I really call it the Yom Tov of cheesecake. Zman Matan cheesecake. Instead of Zman Matan Tarasenu, there's so many different varieties, but if you have a type of cheesecake where the bottom of the cheesecake is cake, and the upper portion is cheese, Even the bottom portion is very, very small, but it is cake. And when you eat this slice, you do have benefit. You do derive benefit from eating the cake portion of this slice. Then you make a mezonos. You make one bracha, a mezonos, and the shahakol portion on the top does not count. Does not count whatsoever. And it combines the sheer kezayis to make one bracha of mezonos and to make an al hamichya.
If they there's a wraparound of like a Blintz, and it's mostly.
Okay, that's a different. That's a that Blintz is a different. That, okay, a different type of discussion. Let's first discuss a cheesecake, because the cheesecake you want you want the cake on the bottom. You're asking a different Shiloh. Maybe we'll get to it now, but let's first focus on the cheesecake. However, the Mishnah Berurah says the following chiddush. It's a very big chiddush, and this is where it has opened up a whole world of discussion. I don't know how this is done. I don't know what goes on in the kitchen. You have to tell me. You have to ask your wives. You tell me what goes on in the kitchen. It seems that there is a variety of cheesecake where they're baked separately. Where first they make the cake portion. There's a cake portion that's made. It's going to be the base. And then there's a part two, process part two. Part two is after the cake is complete to a degree. I don't know what it means complete exactly. It could be, it's not complete, but it's already done. The heat was added to the cake portion, and now there's already, and then they separately combine it with the cheese. And then they could be they do something else in order to fortify the two should blend together well. Since each item has been created separately and only later been combined together, the Mishnah Berurah is Mechadesh, you make two brachas. You make a Mezoinos and a Shahak. So when you put your fork into this slice, you're gonna before you take a piece which has both the cake and the cheese, and each one has the cake has been made separately, and the cheese has been applied at a later point in time. You make two brachas. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Barei Minei Mezoinos. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shakol Niyeh Bidvaro. They do not combine. And you're going to make two separate brachas for the bracha achrayna. You'll make a bari nefashos for the cheese, and you'll make an alamichya for the cake. And you have to be very careful if you're on a diet and you're only eating one slice of cake. You do not likely have a shear to make an alhamichya. You might have a shear to make a bari nefashos, but you're not likely to have a shear to make an alhamichya. This now, when you take the words of the Mishnah Berurah at face value, it makes no difference what your kavana is. Even though my kavana is, let's say I have in front of you two cheesecakes. Cheesecake number one was baked together in one shot. The chef, he baked the cake together with the cheese in one setting. He put this mixture into the oven. Chef number two, he first made the cake, and then he made the cheese. Apply the cheese to the cake. I don't know what they do, how this works, but to the naked eye, you really can't tell the difference. Because the technique and how you can later take the cheese and add it to the cake can be so good, you really can't even tell the difference sometimes. The Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't matter. Cake number one, one bracha. It was baked together. Heat was applied to both of these items together. Cake number two, the two elements were created separately. We'll combine later on two separate brachas. It does not matter that my kavana is the same. My kavana is to enjoy the mixture, the tarubis, the joy in one swallow, to enjoy the cake together with the cheese. It doesn't make a difference. The only thing that counts is if they were baked together or they were not baked together. Okay, that's the Mishnah Berurah.
It's the same question with frozen pizza. The base is made separately and then they put the sauce on top.
According to the Mishnah Berurah, indeed, that would be two brachas. If it's baked separately and put together later on.
The bottom line is
the bottom is mezonos, the top is shahakol. Yeah. They're put together.
Why do we have to separate it according to the Mishnah Berurah?
That is the chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah, that when it says in Shulchan Aruch, if you have the mezoinos is the ikar, and the shahakal is the tofel, and you make only one bracha, this is the words of the Mishnah Berurah. The only time that is true is when they are baked together. Okay, they're baked together. They're distinct. I can see this is the mezoinos, this is the shahakal, but they were put in the oven together, in one pan, one dish. You make one bracha. If I make a cake, and I make cheese, I then take the cheese and I put the cheese on top of the cake, even if I do something else, which will now enhance it. Enhance it in order that they will be glued together to the point where I can't, I'll put it in the oven for another few minutes, and I can't really tell the difference that they were baked separately. It doesn't matter. If you made the cake and it was a separate item, in Bishul HaBishul, you made cake and you make the cheese, they're separate items, you make two brachas, period. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav appears to disagree. Okay, of Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman, Milady, how do you pronounce his name?
Yadi.
He disagrees. He appears, from his words, it appears that it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference if you bake them separately, if you bake them together. The bottom line is, what is your kavanah? Right now, you're eating cheesecake. There is mezonos on the bottom, there is cheese on top. They're together, they're merged. The way you serve this dish is in this form. You put your fork in, it's going to slice through cheese, and then when you get to the bottom, you're going to hit a cake. You're going to hit some cake. Even if they were baked separately, it doesn't matter. It's one food item. It's one food. You make one bracha, borim ne mezonos. Everything on this plate counts as a mezonos, because when you have one dish, we combine the sugar and the flavoring and other ingredients to the sheer kezias, the ikar bracha is mezonos, to make one bracha, borei mine mezonos. How do we paskin? So here, Rabbi Kesler, he says the common minig is to follow the Mishnah Berurah. That's what he says. People don't know what they're doing anyway, so it's not really right what the common minig is. People have no clue to me anyway. But basically, he says the common minig is to take the Mishnah Berurah at face value, and you make, if it's done separately, after you ask your wives,
how do you know when you buy cake? I mean,
so it seems I couldn't tell. I know from nothing, but it seems that those who know are in the know. Those who appreciate these matters, who have something to it. Those who are familiar with different types of cakes, different techniques. Those who know, this is how he says: if it's baked separately, it's going to be two brachas. If it's baked one bracha. That is accepted. That's what Rabbi Tesner says in this sefer. That's what is accepted to be the halacha. However, Rabbi Tesner does acknowledge that in the rabbinic literature, there are those who say that the truth is there really is no machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and Shlomo and Shulchan Aruch HaRav. There is no machlokes. Is that the Mishnah Berurah was just discussing what was common in his time, and in his time, the technique in the time of the Chofetz Chaim and Radin, what he was familiar with. This is what he was familiar with. There, when they were baked together, when they were baked separately, it was two very distinct things. It's like the example we started off today with the ice cream cone. The same way it's a given today, that if you buy an ice cream cone, they tell you, you make a mezonos, try to peel off a little piece of the cone. Today, if you have a nice cone, today you have a good, delicious cone. They make the cones to a very high quality. Try to take a little teeny piece of the cone and make a borei mine mezonos. Then you take some of the ice cream, you make a shahako. You make two brachas, because it's clear as day, there's no one that disagrees that an ice cream cone are two separate things. Okay, there's the cone and there's the ice cream. One has nothing to do with the other. The only reason why they're together is because as a marketing technique, it's a convenience. You hold it, that's the way you do it. You hold the ice creams in the cone. But today, being that, and really the truth is, we should not make a bracha on the cone. The cone really is nothing more than a piece of paper. You shouldn't get your hands dirty. But because today, it's not like that anymore. We live in a very affluent society where the cone itself is choshev in its own right. So you should make a special bracha on the cone and a special bracha on the ice cream. If you're in the time of the Mishnah Berurah, when they made cheesecakes, there were two different types. There was the one that was made in one shot. You put the cake on the bottom and the cheese on top, and it was put in the pan and baked in one shot. And then there was a variety of cheesecakes where there were two separate things. That variety that the Mishnah Berurah is talking about is where it was really two separate things. It was like an ice cream cone. You really want to have cheese. That's really what you're serving on Shavuos. Cheese. a batter of cheese. But cheese, you can't just have cheese. You need something to hold the cheese. So you take a piece of cake, you go into the refrigerator, and you find a piece of cake, some sponge cake, and you slice it, and you put a piece of sponge cake, or you take some seven-layer cake, right? You take the six layers, and you put that on the bottom, just one layer. And then on top, you take your cheese, and you put the cheese there. Because you can't hold the cheese. The cheese is too fluid. It's too fluid to deal with. So you need a holder. So in his time, the cake, when it was done separately, it was viewed as two separate distinct things. And therefore, of course, it's like the ice cream cone, you make two brachas.
It's an ice cream sandwich, right? The tefillah is the sandwich, right?
Exactly. It's an ice cream sandwich. No, ice cream sandwich, you should make two brachas. Ice cream sandwich, it all depends. What they say about an ice cream sandwich depends on your kavana. That's what they say. They say, if your kavana is only for the ice cream, and the only reason why you have the mazon is you shouldn't get your hands dirty, then you'll make a shahako. That's like the ice cream cone. But today, a lot of the ice cream sandwiches, they're not cheap. They don't just put, like the olden days, black little, very thin, you know. Today half of the ice cream sandwich today is the cookies. They put on some very elaborate things. It's hard to find a cheap ice cream sandwich today. Today it's a different world. So today you can't go tell me that the Mizonos is only there to keep your hands from getting dirty. It's very similar to the ice cream cone. So today, more often than not, you're going to be making two brachos on an ice cream sandwich because the sandwich is delicious, the sandwich.
The Mizonos comes off in your hand, part of the sandwich.
It's meant there to really to hold the ice cream in place.
Yeah.
So you would make, technically, you would only make a shahakol on the old-fashioned ice cream that I grew up with. You make a shahakol. But today, since people enjoy, they sell those, but people are not buying them anymore. They're selling more elaborate types of ice cream sandwiches, where the mizonos is significant in its own right. You make two brachas. You make a bracha on the mizonos and a shahakol on the ice cream. So this is what someone argued. That the Shulchan Aruch Rav was discussing what he was familiar with. What he was familiar with is when they made the ice cream, the cake on the bottom, even when they made it separate, it wasn't just you shouldn't get your hands dirty. It was much more elaborate. It was meant, two parts were meant to come together to be served as one dish. It was meant to be merged as one dish to be served together. It was viewed by the average person as even though they were made separately, as one item, as one component. And therefore you make one bracha. You make one bracha, borei minei mizonos. And some argue that even the Mishnah Berura would agree to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that is cheesecake, where the two parts were made completely separately and were brought together, but that's the kavana lichatchila, to bring the two together, to serve it as one dish, the mizonos on the bottom and the cheese on top. That's what the kavana is lichatchila, and that's really the way it is today. Even the Mishnah Berurah would agree that the common cheesecakes today that are done in a two-step process should be a mizonos, not the two-step cheesecakes should be a mizonos and a shahakol, which have the nafkaminis of the brach achrona as well.
Yeah.
So this is a dispute. This is really pretty much the whole discussion. The Mishnah Berura is machalik between when it's made the vasachas and when it's made separately. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says there is no such distinction. It doesn't make one bit of a difference. If you make it separately, make it together. The bottom line is, how is it served? How is it served? Is it served as one item? You make a mizonos, and that's it. The cheese is a tofa. If it's not meant to be served of asachas, you serve it as cheese. And the only reason why there is a mizonos is just not to get your hands dirty, or that you just need some stability. You just need something there as a binder. You just need something that it should not run off. It should have some structure. Then you make just a shahakol. And if it tastes good also, if you enjoy, if you happen to enjoy the mizonos, so you can make a 7 bracha on that.
Anybody say you only make mizonos on a cheesecake? Is there anybody saying that you
sugar, well, it depends on what do you mean? Sugar or haraf?
Always. I'm saying, well, they're both made together. But you enjoy...
No, if they're both made together, there's only one bracha. No. If they're both
made together... And that bracha shackles.
Mizonos. If the cheese and the mizonos are made together,
yeah.
If you put in an oven, a pan, and on the bottom is a cake, and on the top is the cheese, and it's baked together, everyone agrees you make one bracha, mizonos, even though you're only eating it for the cheese. I would prefer there be no mizonos. I couldn't care less about the mizonos. Your kavana has been overridden by Shulchan Aruch. It's one dish. It's been baked together in one pan. On the bottom is mizonos. On the top is shahako. And the mizonos is meant to be there. That's the way it's made.
Yeah.
The mizonos is the ikur, and you make a mizonos, and there's nothing for us to discuss.
This whole discussion is the same exact thing with spaghetti and meatballs, right? The same exact
spaghetti,
discussion.
No. Spaghetti, there are two brachas with the meatballs. Two brachas. Two seven brachas. You like the spaghetti, you like the meatballs. A normal spaghetti and meatballs are two brachas. You have very rare instances where there are very, very few meatballs, or the other way around, where there's very little spaghetti. They just throw in a little spaghetti, but the main thing is the meatball, or the main thing is the spaghetti. And this happens to be, you know, they throw for flavoring, then the meatball becomes tofel to the spaghetti, or vice versa, then you'd only make one bracha on the other. Generally, spaghetti and meatballs is spaghetti and meatballs. They're two different things. They serve together, but they're two sides. Each one is chash from its own right. One is not tough from the other. But this is the basic yisodos of cheesecake. So halacha l'maisa, what do you do? Because today halacha l'maisa, the cheesecake. I have to really ask how they make. I think most cheesecakes that you find today are baked. They're baked in one shot.
That's right.
Right. They're baked in one shot. There's nothing to discuss. Then you make a mizonos, and ala michi, it's very, very easy. That's probably the average cheesecake, is the mizonos and the cheese are put in the pan, in the oven, together, in one pan. So there's nothing to discuss, you make a bar mizonos, and you're done. However, there are exotic cheesecakes, which have, like a 7-layer cake, which have layers of mizonos. You will find exotic cheesecakes, they have layers of mizonos, and then there's cheese. There's cheese, sometimes the cheese like a 7-layer cake. They have mizonos, cheese, mizonos. Or they'll have mizonos, and then they'll have cheese on top. And when you'll notice they're different. They're not like, and you suspect they've been made separately. The mizonos has been made separately, and the cheese has been made separately, and they've been merged. They've been merged in different techniques. How they merge, some techniques are better than others. That's where the question is. That's the halachic dilemma. Technically, according to the Mishnah Brura, you make two separate brachas. According to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, you make one bracha. And then there is those who argue that even the Mishnah Brura would agree you make one bracha. It's just that the Mishnah Brura, where he alludes, B'medina, here is B'medina Yisaini. Part of his discussion about making it separately, he writes B'medina Yisaini, he alludes to the fact that that's how it was done, and by him and his Medina, they were not so sophisticated, and they had the ikur was when they had to do this, they were baked separately. It's because the ikur was the cheese. Yes, you need something to give it structure to hold it. So then they had the mizonos that was added later on, but the mizonos is not an ikur, but it's mizonos. It tastes good also. So then that's like the ice cream cones of the 21st century, where we are advised by the postman to make two brachas, or the ice cream sandwiches is to make two brachas, because you're not just eating it because you want to give it a structure, you want to give it, you don't get your hands dirty or things like that. It's a binder, but you actually enjoy the mizonos as well. But it's two separate things. So you make two different brachas. Shulchan Aruch says, no, not necessarily. If it's meant to be served as one dish, regardless of it's made, you make one bracha.
You always
yotze b'diavad if you make a shahakol. Shahakol is a catch-all, but you're not supposed to do it l'chatchila. L'chatchila, you're never supposed to make a shahakol, because I don't know what to do, I'll make a shahakol. That's awesome. after the fact. Now, if you don't know, if you know, so halacha the best thing is to take a mezonos from something else, to take a shahakal from something else, to take a drink and make a shahakal, to take a cracker, to take something and make a mezonos. So then, if you have a real mezonos, a real shahakal, then it is okay. Okay, so this is pretty much just to basically say this. We're going to stop with this. We'll take a short break, and then we'll talk about Yerushalayim. Yeah. The bottom of the cake is really what? Really what?
But say the answer. The eating of cheese in the... Sort of all the cheese in the place. So why wouldn't you make sure...
Because, like the cone today. Today, what bracha are you going to do on ice cream cone today? Today, what bracha are you doing? Two brachas. Why do you make two brachas? Because the ice cream cone is delicious. This is not the ice cream cone of your grandparents. If the ice cream cone was just paper, edible paper, the olden days when they first created an ice cream cone, it was paper that was edible. So then you don't make a bracha. But today the ice cream cone, it's delicious. It's delicious. It's cake. It's cake. No. More often than not, you make a mezonos. Mezonos.